Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. We live in a world filled with problems, troubles, heartaches, pains, worries, a world of pressure, anxiety, a rush society, and it seems no one escapes problems and frustrations. It seems there is very little help and comfort from others, even though they will do what they can for you, but no human being can take your problems and your burdens and bear them for you. They can't really take that heavy weight you are carrying. And sometimes you may feel like no one even cares and feel that you just can't carry that load any farther or any longer. We may think no one loves us or that no one is even concerned about us. And if we kind of get rid of one problem, then two or three more creeps in. So we seem to just be on a roller coaster ride up and down with problems. This pretty well describes the life of many, many people the world over. We have our marital problems, divorce, disrespectful kids, rebellious kids, kids getting into one trouble after another, job problems, financial problems, problems with friends, neighbors, and family, health problems, car breaks down, problems with our plumbing and our electrical work, repairs on the home, and on we could go. But the point is that it gets us down, and we may wonder what to do, where to turn, to get a break, to get help and relief. If we could find someone who really cares and loves us and is able and willing to help, that would be a great blessing. Well, there is someone, and I have found that someone, and so can you. We have an elder brother, a high priest, a friend, a savior that's anxious to help and to comfort. Notice what Christ had to say here in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Christ is speaking. Verse 28, he says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes, all you who labor under problems and troubles and heavy laden, loaded down with the cares of life," and he says, "I will give you rest." Now, that's an invitation, and that is a promise as well. And if you go to Christ, go to God the Father through Christ, go to Christ in a right attitude, in a repentant attitude, then God not only will give you rest, but there's no other thing that he will do. He can't do any other thing except make his word good, because God has promised, and he will give you rest. That is sure. Verse 29 says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Verse 28 is saying, Christ is inviting anyone with a problem to come and leave your load on his shoulders, and you will have peace and rest when you do that. Verse 30, he goes on here, he says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, the word yoke means to take on Christ's way of life, a life of servitude. Be connected to Christ by living the way Christ did. And that was one of obedience to God the Father, a life of a servant, a humble and meek way of life. And if you are willing to yield your life to God in Christ, your burdens automatically become lightened, because you are living the way that produces peace and contentment. And if you repent and are baptized and receive God's Holy Spirit, then you are also connected to God and Christ in a spiritual sense by and through the power of his Holy Spirit. But you must continue to walk in the example of Christ, follow his footsteps of humility and obedience to God's law. God and Christ are there, ready and willing to help you through and out of all of your problems. Notice what Christ had to say here, inspired the Apostle Peter to write in 1 Peter 5, verses 5 through 9. It says, "Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another. Now, speaking about humility here, and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Yes, God has promised to give you help in time of need if you humble yourself before God and before Christ. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Now, this is a promise that Christ has made to you and me. It says, casting all of our cares upon him, because he cares for us. Notice what it has to say here in John 14, verse 17. John 14, verse 17, just before Christ was crucified here. John 14 and verse 27. Says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. It says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now let's notice what that says here again. John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, not as the world leaves peace. He says, my peace I give you, but not as the world gives do I give to you. Yes, the world will try to help you and do what they can for you. But Christ said he will give you peace and rest that there's no way that the world can give. And that's a promise from our God. Notice in verse 16 and chapter 16 and verse 33. Christ is still speaking here. It says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. Yes, Christ said that in him you will have peace. That's the way to unload your burdens and your problems and to get peace and rest, is if you go to Christ and go to God the Father in a humble and contrite spirit, ready and willing to obey the word of God. It says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation or troubles and problems, he says. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And he overcame the world for you and me so that he could be a comfort to us. Yes, there is someone who cares for you, who loves you, who gave his life for you, who took a most terrible beating for you. So God will give you divine influence on your heart, your mind, and attitude. God will show you favor. He will lift you up. Yes, Christ knows how you feel. He knows your problems because he suffered in the flesh so that he could be a merciful high priest. Notice what Christ had to say here, or inspired to be spoken or to be written here in Hebrews 4, verses 15 through 16. Christ inspired the Apostle Paul to write in Hebrews 4, verse 15 and verse 16, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Yes, Christ was a man of sorrow. He was a man that shed tears. Christ had compassion on the people when he was on the face of the earth, and he is the same today as he were at that time, and he still has that same compassion for you and for me and for everyone else. Verse 16, it says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find help in the time of need. So Christ is inviting you to come to him and unload your problems, to lighten your burdens. And he has promised that he will do it. And not only will he do it, but there's no other way that he will do. He can't do anything else except make his word good, because God has promised that, and God cannot lie. God will not go back on his promises. It says, when Adam and Eve rebelled against God in the Garden of Eden, they cut themselves and the whole world off from God, except a few that God called up to the time of Christ, up to the time that Christ gave his life for the sins of the world, so the world could be reconciled to God by and through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Now, if you are a churchgoer, you are certainly familiar with these two verses that I'll quote to you, John 3, verses 16 through 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, this is a verse that it seems that modern Christianity is very familiar with. Verse 17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him would be saved. Now, let's read these verses again, my friend, and zero in on them. See if we can really get the meaning of them. It says, verse 16 now, says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God so loved you and me that he was willing to give up the one at his right hand, to give up his only begotten Son for the sins of the world. Not only was he willing to give his life, God the Father, see his Son die, but he's willing to see his Son suffered so that he could feel our aches and our pains and know what it is like to live in this world, the world that Satan is the god of, as the Bible plainly tells us, to know what aches and pains and tears and worries and frustrations and sorrows are. It says that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Yes, he gave his life so that we could have, or at least be reconciled to God, have our sins forgiven, and he took that great beating and lived as a human being so he would know what it's like to suffer problems, aches and pains and so on, so that he could be that merciful high priest that could be touched, could be reached with the feelings of our infirmities. Verse 17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. No, he didn't send Christ to condemn you and me, but that he would, through him, save the world, so that the world through him might be saved. Yes, that is going to happen, my friends. Everyone is going to have a chance to have eternal life because Christ gave his life for that purpose. Yes, that the world might be saved in a spiritual sense to receive the gift of eternal life, and that by Christ's own suffering, Christ could become that merciful high priest that can be reached or touched by the feelings of our infirmities. That is, by our troubles and our problems when we come to Christ and unload our problems on him. And that means our moral and our spiritual problems, as well as our mental, emotional, and physical and financial problems as well. Christ is there for all of this, my friends, and the door is open. The appointment has been made, and all we have to do is fill that appointment. And we call the time when we go to God and unload our problems on him. Yes, there is someone who cares and has the power to help. Humble yourself and ask God and Christ for that help, which they will gladly give. Well, if you'd like to understand more about what Christ has done for you and what Christ will do for you, the fact that he is your Savior, then we invite you to call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080, that is the Churches of God Outreach Ministries, and request our free articles, Why Does Mankind Suffer? And the article, God, Father, and Son. All you need to do is just call us toll-free, the Churches of God Outreach Ministries, at 1-800-611-8080, and request our free articles, Why Does Mankind Suffer? And the free article, God, Father, and Son. There's no cost, no obligation. No one will call on you. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle, and I'll see you next time with The Way It Ought to Be.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.